another Rick Emerson, the radio program, but an hour away from Tom Legacy. Don't forget, Tom's going to be here this Thursday, broadcasting for the CBS Radio Portland studios. He'll be on our show, final hour on Thursday's show, 2 o'clock, and then Friday. Be there. Barracuda, 3 to 7 downtown, in the heart of Fair City. Barracuda, 3 to 7, Tom Likas back. I think it's the first time he's been here in like 2 years, 2.5 years, something like that. It's been a while. Anyway, brought to you by Taboo Adult Video, Wild Turkey, and Team Quest Mixed Martial Arts and Fitness. That is this coming Friday, 3 to 7, Tom Likas, broadcasting live from Portland, Oregon. It's 503-733-2970. In mere moments, we'll welcome Dennis Pitsenbarger to the radio program. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A teenager carrying a Bible and shouting, "I want Jesus," was shot twice with a police stun gun and later died in a St. Louis hospital. In a statement obtained by the AP, apparently, 17-year-old Roger Holyfield did not acknowledge officers.
Was his name really Holyfield?
Holyfield, yeah.
That's genius.
Officers approached him, and he was yelling, "I want Jesus." Police tried to calm down the teen who wanted Jesus, but he became combatant, according to a statement. Officers fired the stun gun at him after he ignored the warnings.
Was he asking to be moved closer to Jesus?
I guess so.
Well, problem solved.
Happens. Yep, problem solved. He's at a better place.
There you go.
Open up those pearly gates for the "I want Jesus" guy.
That's your lead right there, everybody. If you are another news person right there, that's your lead for tonight's story. Open up the pearly gates for the "I want to be close to Jesus" guy.
All you kids paying $50,000 a year at Mount Hope College over there in the Tulane radio.
That's genius.
That's what you got to do. You want to do this for a living? That's what you got to do.
Well done. Well done, Tim Riley.
Barbara Streisand's politics didn't find a wholly agreeable crowd during her concert at the Bank Atlantic Center in Sunrise. Wherever that is. Miami, I guess. As Babs treated political Barbs with a George W. Bush imitator, a fan of the songstress who apparently disagreed with her politics, pelted her with a beverage. And as her anti-GOP riff ended, another man in the crowd found himself being escorted out of the center as he's shouting at Streisand.
Seriously, does anybody go to a Barbara Streisand concert to hear her babble on incessantly about politics?
Who would want to listen to her sing?
No, no one. The answer to that is nobody.
Are these songs that you haven't heard in a million years?
Seriously, can you sing "Bring Me Flowers" again? Because I've only heard it 100,000 times in my
life. Are these songs you sing along with in the privacy of your own car when nobody else is around? With tears in your eyes?
I don't know, Tim. Are they?
I don't know. I'm just asking. These are questions that need to be answered. No response from the audience? It was just a suggestion, mind you. Let's do the Geek Watch.
The voting booth. Looking for the real truth. Vote your mind. Find Jolia. Bottom line.
This high-speed modem is intolerably slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember you used to...
Just a television show.
That's all, okay? Right, but... Because we were wondering if the quantum flux... And just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn shit. You got it?
Seriously, can anyone think of anything more rewarding than listening to this program at this very moment? I don't think so. Let's talk about Sid and Laura Croft, the Tomb Raider, an anniversary lynching. They call an anniversary.
I'm going to step out of the hallway for a second. Okay. I'm sorry. What?
You're listening to the Bob Miller Show. Laura Croft is going back to the start of the Tomb Raider anniversary. This is a written and complete sentence, so we're going to do the best we can with this. The latest game of the franchise is inspired by the original game released in 1996, but improves the graphics, technology, and engine. Apparently, this is written by a foreign language newspaper like Pravda.
Sarah in Puerto Rico wrote it.
Tomb Raider anniversary, we'll see Laura Croft pursuing a mystical artifact known as Scion across the world on PS2, PSP, and PC.
Tomb Raider is... for to be big funning in living room across joystick nation.
We are retelling an incredible story using today's technology. We've all taken key elements of the original game and put them into a context of the brand new Tomb Raider adventure. There's not even a comma here, and this thing goes on for like six sentences, which will make fans of the franchise extremely happy, but also attract a completely new audience. Like for it in 2006.
That's fantastic.
Or two.
There you go.
I believe this is written by an English language newspaper. Peter Jackson has been forced to pull the plug on a big budget movie adaptation of video game Halo in Wellington after working on the project for the past 12 months.
Oh, that's too bad. Ways.
His partner Fran Walsh and Bill Gates Microsoft announced yesterday on his 45th birthday, happy birthday, the project is over with.
That was the announcement.
Okay. The announcement comes 2 weeks after studio back at Universal Pictures and 20th Century Fox abruptly quit the project. Well, it will undoubtedly take a little longer for Halo to reach the big screen. I got bored with this a lifetime ago. We are confident that the final feature film will be well worth the wait, the couple and Microsoft said in a joint statement. They speak with the same people. A spokesman for Jackson and the other studios, as well as potential private investors, have been approached to rescue the film, but a deal could not be secured in time. That was fascinating. And so today's Geek Watch.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's over.
By Grabthar's hammer, by the sons of Warvan, I shall avenge you.
Next. Ooh, loneliness and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
Rick, this email says, that clip of Joe Lieberman singing is the most genius thing I've heard all month. Mm-hmm. I picture him standing on his front lawn with the jingle playing on a big boombox in the background, singing along to passers-by. And while he's fumbling along, he's moving one of his arms back and forth like an old-timey barbershop quartet singer. Fantastic, this email says.
Be a great South Park bit.
Oh, God, it really is just fantastic. Okay.
Well?
I'm sorry. Before we bring on Dennis,
I think we should, yes.
Since I nagged the audience so much about sending me this copy of Timothy.
Okay.
We were going to do a top... Dennis, do you have a pair of headphones?
He does.
All right. Sarah, can we hook those into a thing? All right. So Dennis Pitsenbarger is here lurking in the background, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll have you here as we do this.
I have a limited range, though, unfortunately.
So do I. Never stop me. really, this is it. This is really...
You really have to learn to work the room in that manner.
Really, just cow jokes and scissor sound effects. That's all I got, brother. All right, so Clyde had created his top five scariest pop songs for Halloween. He neglected to give me any of them. So I've got nothing. I've got a top three, I believe. I don't even know...
He was stoned, wasn't he?
God, did you hear him the other day? He was beyond stoned.
I heard him yesterday. He was at Voodoo Donuts, like wandering the street.
It really was just unreal. I got nothing. But what I did have here, because here are the songs he gave me. The songs for his scariest songs, top five. It was Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
By Janis Dean. which is a great song, but again, it's none of those songs that I've heard like 5 billion times. It has just worn a groove right to the bottom of my brain. This is another one that I wish I'd found, actually. DOA by Blood Rock. Do you remember DOA by Blood Rock?
I do, yes.
Boy,
do.
That's a creepy song. It is blood running through my hair. have you ever heard DOA?
Well, I've heard the band DOA, not...
This is actually a song called DOA. The band is called Blood Rock.
Okay.
No, and it's a song about an auto accident, and it actually has a part where he's all, and there's blood running through my hair. And it's just the weirdest. Let's see. What else do we have here? We have Alice Cooper, Steven by Alice Cooper. I forget what the fifth one is. It's not on here, but he has Timothy. And Timothy is this song. And it was worth noting, by the way, that this was written by the Do You Like Pina Coladas guy, Rupert Holmes. You all know that song. It's all happy and not at all about cannibalism or eating someone's buttocks. This song was a huge pop hit because the record company had no idea what it was about. It was just one of those things where, I don't know, it's some crazy thing the kids are all into. Whatever, just release it. And you probably heard this song referenced a lot growing up, Tim Riley.
Yes, I have.
Okay, let's go ahead and play. This is Timothy by the Buoys. This was sent to us by sent to us by one of our fine listeners. I believe.
This is supposed to be scary?
It was.
It's thought-provoking.
It got released as a pop song because the record company didn't really realize that it was about cannibalism. But this was a hit. This was a big enough hit that it's on those Billboard compilations, like Billboard Presents Biggest Hits 1971. This was actually on there because they never bothered to listen to the lyrics here. This is about some people trapped in a mine who eat their friends.
Here's the chorus. Everyone's saying it's there.
To be a kid in the 70s.
There you go.
That's messed up.
It's totally messed up. It's completely messed up.
Possibly playing on someone's headphones on a trip over the Andes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. And there we go. Yeah,
yeah,
so,
I don't want to hear that again.
No, it's all.
You'll learn to live with it after a while.
Hello, Timothy! All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley will be back here later on to give us a...
How many other people are named after cannibalism?
I think just you.
Yep.
So there you go. We're all going to be known for something. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Rick Emerson radio program. We'll be back here in a few with Dennis Pitzenbauger from the Portland Tribune. We'll get more of your phone calls. Tim Riley will join us here in just a few for another final news wrap-up, etc. Well, you might try to get to the rest of this top two. If there's time. Oh, and we'll announce the winner of the final pair of House of Midnight tickets. They'll go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're live from Portland on AM 970. Solid State Radio. This is the Rick Emerson Show. Halloween.
When you walk into that voting booth, looking for the real truth, well, people, this year you will find, you're looking for the bottom line. Joe Lieberman has been the one to say it straight and get it done. He's there for us once again. Now Connecticut's there for Lieberman. Look past the parties and the names. There's no room for political games. Joe stood up for us every time. It's time to vote the bottom line.
This year, Joe Lieberman may be a little harder to find in the voting booth because he's running independently in the Connecticut for Lieberman Party. You'll find his name near the bottom of column 2 on the ballot. So take your time, look carefully, and vote for Joe Lieberman.
When you walk into that voting booth, looking for the real truth, vote your heart and vote your mind. You'll find Joe on the bottom line.
I'm Joe Lieberman. I'm running for Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by friends of Joe Lieberman.
Excellent. There you go. And with the...
Thank you.
Thanks to Jeffrey for sending that to us there. And to Dave for sending us Timothy by the boys. Sarah Dillon, name this tune.
I have no idea.
Oh, you know it.
You know it. You will.
Well, his songs in the 80s just took forever to get to the point. We're here with Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Dennis Pitzenbarger, how are you, sir? Okay.
Dennis, are you going to be at Lycus?
I plan on being at Lycus if it is at all possible. My wife and I are making arrangements.
My wife, my baby.
I might have to reproduce again.
Hey, that's the funnest part.
Yes. I thought you cut her off. I thought you said no more kids.
It is the funnest part.
You never know.
You're in for one.
Yeah. Dude, see, that's how it's up with it. Well, maybe.
You know what it is we took our daughter to the pumpkin patch, and the way she interacts with other kids, it's like, you know, my
wife's
kind of...
By the way, just so you know, I am preparing a dog story right now. Since you were telling a story about your child, I'm preparing a story about my poodle.
No.
I've seen the picture of your poodle.
Oh, that's the only way you can deal with people who have kids.
Super poodle?
No, here's the thing. This is how bad it is. Lara was visiting a friend of hers, and she's in the friend's house like 13 seconds, and the friend's like, would you like to see this lump of clay that my kid smashed into a vague, you know, ashtray-like shape at school and then stuck his handprint in here? And so here's what I've equipped. I've actually equipped Lara with, like, I just like a ballpoint pen that my dog got underneath the couch and chewed on, and she's going to carry it in her purse. And then the next time the friend tries to show her some ornament that the child has made in school, Lara's just going to reach and go, yeah, hey, look, here's a pen that my dog chewed on for a while. Isn't it fascinating? Look, you can see his little teeth prints.
Fine, I'll take care of it right now.
I'm just between that and starting bar fights.
Well, we'll
talk about that in a second. You were telling us during the break you were like you're roughing some dude up. But so no, wait a minute, two kids for you now or what?
I don't know. We might. I don't know.
See,
you know,
it depends. Like 2 weeks ago, it was no. That's it. One kid and done.
Well, you know what it is? It's my daughter. Little kids go. You won't know this because you don't plan on having kids. But for those of you that have kids, you know how this is. Little kids go through these phases as they grow up, and it could be as little as 2 or 3 days long, where all they want is mom, or all they want is dad. And I'm in the phase where my daughter, bless her heart, No, it's more like she doesn't even want me to touch her.
Oh. Where?
It's more like, you know, here, let me hold you, and then we'll watch cartoons together. And runs away from me. Like I kicked her or something.
It's excellent.
So it's a little depressing, to tell you the truth. But you know what?
So you want to have another kid that'll like you.
Yeah, that's what
really
I'm thinking.
Yeah,
keep on trying. Dennis, you used to be so fun, and now you're talking about reproducing more? I mean, look at what life you have now.
Could this be the same man who, when Tom Likas came to Portland last time at Entercom, actually went in, and I swear to God, curtsied in front of him and said, Dad! By the way.
Yes, I did. But yeah. I was drinking one of the two bottles
Maybe
of vodka.
Maybe we should have Dennison as a guest when we have Likas on and see what Likas thinks of Dennis's life.
We should totally present your life to him. We should put you behind a screen so he can't see who you are, and then we'll just say, picture a man. And then we'll, like, lay out your life, and we'll just see where Likas would rank it, like, in a 1 to 10.
I'm on for it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know... I'm not scared. I really am not. It would be fun.
I'm just saying.
Tom Likas has a set of rules that I still implement into my day-to-day life.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Such as having a second kid.
Well, I don't know about that. I said some.
I don't need birth control, honey.
Oh, no, there's still...
I'm on the pill!
No. There's still two stages of protection in between that happening. We have multiple layers of deterrent, as you would say.
Okay.
Speaking of deterrence, I have presents.
Oh, yeah, so Dennis brought us
that's
to...
That's a good way to discuss
do I need
that.
To, should Tim come back in here?
Yeah, Tim should come back in. We'll go with him first.
Tim Riley,
pleased to be returning to the studio.
Do they have are they all the same?
Yes, each one of these is a name. They are given to me as the... I am the official...
So because we're still lacking an actual guest, Michael, after you and Tim will have to share the mic when they're ready.
That's okay. I practice to be Tim every day, I tell you.
Thank you.
Okay. I can't do it. No, these were given to me by the good sponsors of the Time Likas show, Taboo Video.
Will you just give them to us already?
Okay, well,
are you bringing us a box of...
One is for Tim.
Are you bringing me a box of vibrators?
And one is for Sarah, and one is for Rick. And
can we open them now?
Multiple things for expressly for you, such as...
oh, my.
What is this?
Reach out and touch me, number one.
Oh, my God.
That looks marvelous. Okay, did you just bring us a bunch of porn?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what's in store for Tim's evening.
Reach out and touch me.
We have...
Hold on.
Holy crap.
Hold on. Let's stop here.
Yummy. Oh, my.
Okay, let's all realize the paper's making a lot of noise here. You're missing Tim saying the phrase, reach out and touch me, over and over again. Okay, you have brought us...
We have some
special Taboo Video.
For Tim Riley, if you'll be wearing that for the life.
Okay, this is radio, Dennis. Oh, you have to actually say what you're...
Some scantily attired souls.
So Dennis has brought...
Pictured on this box.
Okay, let's all stop here.
Okay, Dennis, well, you're trying to get control of something that can't be controlled.
No, I'm just trying to list these items that Dennis is bringing out of the bag
these
here.
These are shrunken undergarments.
Did you bring Tim some Speedos?
Yes, I did.
Is that what that is?
It is a Speedo for you.
Speedos and a movie called Reach Out and Touch Me.
Yes, and also I brought him a sex shot. A sexual energy drink, sexual stamina.
Why are you giving these things to Tim?
I was just the messenger. I am simply the messenger.
I guess this after a long night at the press club.
Glow in the dark, in case you can't find your way. And I'll
glow in the dark. Oh my!
It's a prophylactic.
It is.
Do I get to go through any of mine?
Okay, yeah, that's okay. So Tim has received from Dennis.
Yes.
A DVD entitled "Reach Out and Touch Me," as well as some
Smiling
Speedos.
Bob.
All right. So Sarah, what did you?
I got a furry.
Yes.
I guess I can only describe them as pasties.
Those are pasties. Yes.
I got a Jenna Jameson Wicked anthology. It's my name.
Hey,
you can't
I'll
have it.
I'll take that.
I don't think so. And something in this bag.
Are you preemptively blocking your? Are you porn blocking your boyfriend?
No, he has all of his internet porn. He's fine.
Oh, okay.
And this is Janine Garofalo. Oh, no. Jenna Jameson playing cards.
I don't even know what to do with this.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I know what to do with that.
I think we
it's
all
so
know.
It's cold and unfriendly.
I believe you.
That's a large glass. That's a simulated phallus.
You put that in the microwave, actually.
Is that what you call it, the microwave?
No.
Baby, I need to put a TV dinner in the microwave.
We have researched those as a loving couple.
How long is that thing?
And
that's thick, too.
That's huge.
There's some girth on that.
You literally...
And it's glass.
It's really heavy.
This. It says,
we use only medical-grade Pyrex glass, which is designed to withstand extreme temperatures and physical shock.
Extreme temperatures? What is...
Should your purchase contain color, be assured that it's not toxic. Every step has been taken.
Why is it made to withstand extreme temperatures? Do you have a bonfire going inside your private area? Is it like a whole...
Common sense applies. Discard if chipped or damaged.
Oh, this is a
discard if shatters into sharp pieces
this is
inside
a,
you.
A camera sutra box.
I got one of those.
I feel very awkward.
Well,
these are made in Auburn, Washington. It's a local product.
Good God.
Hey, buy local, shop local.
That's true.
How is it that you came into possession of these bags from Taboo?
Well, you guys keep making me feel bad about not having a life and not being able to get together.
Oh,
the
my.
Proper activity. Let me have a...
That does.
What are you sniffing out of Tim's bag?
It's mine. No, it's my oil of love.
What are you sniffing out of Tim's sack?
That's oil of love.
It's mine. Smell it.
It's mine. Smell it. Yes. Oil of some... Oil
Ooh,
of love.
There's also pleasure balm.
And this is a small glass
Do not apply
that.
Directly to forehead.
What's
in here?
Okay. That's
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, you very much.
Thank you.
Open yours, Rick, because there are some special couples items in there for you.
Oh, my.
This is just awkward.
Just open it.
All right.
Just open it.
We got a couple minutes to kill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Pitzenbogger.
Thank Taboo Video. They are the, there is the
thank
Tom Likas Party Pack.
Thank you very much.
They are in there. There's, I can't say the name of that either.
A bag of strawberry cocaine.
Yes. Yes, it is, Sarah.
What is this?
Cocaine not included.
If there was actually strawberry cocaine, I would have never quit.
Okay,
it's a giant bag.
I don't know what this is, Dennis.
I feel like I'm Lindsay Lohan.
I have some Per Ramon cocaine.
Oh, no. Very clear about this. The bag from Taboo does not, to the best of our knowledge, contain cocaine.
No, I Per Ramon cologne.
What?
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, you know what that is? That is for a bath.
Hold on, this bag from...
Oh, those are your bath
salts. What was just buzzing? Oh, turn that thing off, Sarah. Wait until you break.
This isn't mine.
A huge glass phallus out of the bag.
Nothing vibrates is mine.
That is for Tim Riley.
Okay.
I'm sure this could all be shared by others.
Just leave them in the kitchen for the weekenders. This is a big plastic bag filled with what is like pink powdered sugar. Oh, is it like a bubble bath?
It's for a bubble bath. You put that in there, smelling salts and whatnot.
It really isn't labeled. This is like...
It's just in a sack.
Do I have to play a certain record to keep this bag? Is this like, do I have to add something to heavy rotation? Yeah, totally. Look, I need this to be number one with a bullet this week. And you can... These bags will keep coming if you keep playing the song. All right, there you go.
You've still yet to dig into...
All right, fine. Let me reach into my sack, Dennis.
Thank you.
Why does Sarah get all the essential oils? All right. Let's see. What else I got? I've got a copy of Sacred Sin. Featuring the music of Eddie Van Halen. Are you kidding me?
Yeah!
Is this a porn This is a porn film with Eddie Van Halen on the soundtrack?
That's working the rights to that old music.
With five extra solo scenes. Hey, they're all solo scenes with me.
With rings.
A fishnet throng?
Yes.
But is that like 100 girls and 50
I suppose it is. All right. Apparently, this is one size that fits all newsmen.
All right. Oh, I believe
I think Tim should wear that while listening to Barbara Streisand crying while he's driving down the road.
I believe that I also got the large glass phallic object.
Well, you didn't get it. Laura got it.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
That's a little more anatomically...
Yeah, mine's all fun and swirly.
Those are actually, you know, to tell you the truth, those are very expensive. Those are like in the $100+.
I swear to God, for a minute, I thought you were going to say that they felt fantastic, and then I was just going to be really.
Well, the thing is, they're very expensive, and what you do is you actually put those in the microwave so they have heat, and then you use them as you would. But that is the idea behind it. There's also a certain visual effect while in use.
Is this like this interactive 3D?
Really? You have 3D porn?
I'm afraid I do, yes.
I didn't get any 3D porn.
You have 3D porn?
Well, perhaps we'll watch it in the studio one of these days.
Let's invite Laura Klein from Human Resources over when we do that.
Actually, I think we should wait till we get to our new studio because we'll have more room on the walls.
That is fantastic. All right, there you go. That is 3D porn.
Oh, I'm jealous. Of course it is.
I believe there was an evening package in yours, Mr. Emerson.
I got your evening package.
No. Let's not... I know where there it is. Don't you try to hide from that.
Do I have some sort of restore the spark to your romance game?
Yes, and the glow-in-the-dark prophylactic is stuck to it, by the way.
Thank you. I love the idea of the glow-in-the-dark condom because that indicates that I actually can't be found or located without some visual aid, without a beacon, some airport-like signal to, you know, like the like you're coming in for a landing at O'Hare in a deep fog. All right.
An enchanted evening, a game of love, of laughter, of romance, and a richness of sharing. How was that, Tim?
Love.
Is that,
yeah, it's a language of love.
You could read these so much better than me. The newsman that you are.
An enchanted evening, the game of love, of laughter, of romance, of the richness of sharing. The ultimate objective for the couple playing the game to spend a wonderful evening together. Sharing an enchanted evening. Who can play? Any couple, any age. It makes a thoughtful, tasteful gift for weddings. This is for Scotty. Scotty J might want to give this away. This is for weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, Christmas, Valentine's, vacations, or just because.
And here we go.
When you walk into that voting booth, looking for the real truth.
All right.
People this year,
we'll be back after this.
You'll be searching the bags of all Max passengers this afternoon.
There you go. I get a Taboo Adult Radio for that.
Straight and get it done.
Back after this is a Rick Emerson radio program on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
There for Lieberman. Look past the parties and the names. There's no room for political games. Joe stood up for us every time. It's time to vote the bottom line.
This year, Joe Lieberman may be a little harder to find in the voting booth because he's running independently in the Connecticut for Lieberman Party. You'll find his name near the bottom of column 2 on the ballot. So take your time, look carefully, and vote for Joe Lieberman.
When you walk into that voting booth, looking for the real truth, vote your heart and vote your mind. You'll find Joe on the bottom line.
I'm Joe Lieberman. I'm running for Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by friends of Joe Lieberman.
You worry. It's time to make your miserable life slightly more interesting. This is Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Happy Halloween, and a lot happening tonight. If you want to head out, and why wouldn't you, go to the Ash Street Saloon. Book of Maps, The Wayward, Belt of Vapor, and Faith Pilot are playing beginning around 10 o'clock at the Ball of Mount Tabor tonight. Go check out DJs Caldemore and Hopper. That's happening in the Sideshow Lounge at Satyricon at 125 Northwest 6th Avenue, Lucifuge. Fun, fun, fun. The Weakest Link plus guests are playing beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. The Tonic Lounge has Brain Hole, the Super Destroyers, Super Electric, and the Bill Collectors kicking off around 10 o'clock at the Town Lounge tonight at 714 Southwest 20th Place. It's a Misfits tribute night featuring Love on the Rocks. That kicks off around 9 o'clock. The Doug Fir has Hell House featuring a bunch of crazy people, so you might want to check that out. Drunken Princess Girl, Garland Ray Project, and DJ Jimmy Jamma. That kicks off around 9 o'clock at the Devil's Point. It's a metal slash punk night with DJ Kanoi. That's at 53rd and Southeast Foster Road. That starts around 10 o'clock. Dante's has the Drop Dead Sexy Halloween Ball beginning at 10 o'clock. That's all I've got for you. Have a great night tonight. If you see me out and about, buy me a vodka soda extra lime.
Deadpool we've got going.
Strangest conversations in the
show. It is, yes.
Hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Let us go for our final visit today to the Ministry of Truth with Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
I'll be walking through the streets of downtown Portland in a moment with a bag full of pornography.
Are you really going to chance bringing that on the Mac?
It's the two pumpkins with a big smile, and for good reason, apparently.
You are going to be accosted and robbed.
Did you really just say it's the two pumpkins with a big smile?
Yes, I have a bag of pornography with two pumpkins with a big smile on the bag.
Two pumpkins and a big smile on the bag. Who can ask for more than that in this life?
Meanwhile, a well-meaning Westwood Drive woman learned a lesson the hard way when she invited a naked teenager into her home for a meal. The 56-year-old woman says she was watching television. When she heard a noise in her front yard, she went outside to find a naked male breaking potted plants. She asked him why he had no clothes, as if he was cold and hungry. He said he was. She invited him in, gave him food and shelter and clothing. Once inside, the suspect walked over to a 20-inch TV, picked it up, threw it on the ground, breaking it. The woman called the police. Suspect ran away from Palmdale. That's the town where this happened. A vandalized car on Virginia Avenue last week was spray-painted with purple paint. The graffiti depicted pictures of male anatomy. Meanwhile, an attorney for the ex-boyfriend of Anna Nicole Smith said she believes the Smith family dyes the new daughter's hair. The model, who usually sports platinum blonde, may have dyed her infant daughter's locks to make it appear that the father is Smith's current companion. Smith's ex-boyfriend, Larry Burkhead, who claims to be the father, said the child with dark hair is what he saw in leaked snippets on Entertainment Tonight. It's horrendous, said he. A recent USA Gallup poll finds that roughly 1 in 4 Americans are very confident that votes across the country will be accurately cast and counted this fall.
1 in 4?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Wait, so 75% of people believe that it's all hokum.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That sounds about right to me. Mm-hmm.
A majority of Americans express at least some confidence in both sides.
All right.
So not very much.
Apparently, listeners are calling in demanding pictures of us with the items that... What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Apparently, this bag glows in the dark.
We have a rated X laser light that I guess puts messages on the wall.
Is it a pornographic laser pointer?
Yes.
What are the messages?
I can't say any of them.
Can you make any of them radio friendly?
Nice boobs.
Can you just say blank? You can just...
nice blank, big blank, blank off.
Fantastic. Oh, hello.
Yeah, yeah, nice blanks.
I'm bringing that out with me tonight.
Totally. Yeah, I'm going to totally
bring it out into the lobby.
Yeah, bro.
Let's stand in the lobby and shine it at women below at Quiznos.
That'd be great.
Especially.
Because, you know, the women who go to Quiznos really need to be complimented. Okay, that's fantastic.
A pilot was blinded by a laser.
Complimenting him on the roundness of his breasts. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's man standing on corner with porn.
Let us please applaud now Tim Riley, greatest newsman in all of the world.
Now I've got to go out on the town with my little bag of goodies here.
Tim
Hopefully
Riley,
I'll make it home with it still full.
All right, there you go.
You
ladies
want the book first.
And that's my book.
For busy people? I'm not that busy.
Bada bing! Tim,
leave it on a high note.
Tim eschewing the need for sex for busy people, the art of the quickie for lovers on the go. Really, if you need like an 80-page book telling you how to have a quickie, all right. And then, I'm sorry, apparently there's some sort of a sexual act called a Knickerbocker Glorious. Knickerbocker does sound kind of pornographic now that I think about it.
Hey, would you like to go up behind the shack and have a Knickerbocker?
Knickerbocker? I barely knew her.
Oh,
what a bean. Right,
there's a Z for that.
Dennis,
you know that deserves a Z.
No, damn it. All right. So what? We'll have to have you back on. We never got to talk about this bar fight.
No, I was in a fabulous bar fight that my...
Fabulous. We did each other's hair.
Right. It was an interesting story. I'll have to come back and tell you that. Well,
let's talk about fuel. Go ahead and plug the show, my friend.
Well, the
and
show...
You are now, are you Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune?
I am Dennis Pitzenbarger of multiple facets. Little yogurt.
That's not really a sentence.
Sorry. No, I am Dennis Pitzenbarger from pdxautoclick.com.
Why? What's that?
Well, let me tell you. It's a site that will be launching here very soon that will be the next best place to buy your automobile. And I'll leave it at that. It's not completely up and running, but we will get
to the next best place? What's the best place?
Just basically going and winning the lottery.
Ah, okay. Fantastic. All right. Fuel is coming up this Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, 12:30.
Oh!
Yeah! Channel 3.
Yeah, and or?
32.1.
No. Damn. 703 if you have digital or dish. Yeah. It is Channel 3. The Portland CW Fuel Television is on. And once again, we will be going head-to-head with football and NASCAR, so our ratings will not be quite as high as that. But people do seem to be tuning in, and I get some nice feedback. So.
Fantastic.
So it should be a good show. We got a couple of reviews this week, of course. And we will be talking about a little bit of industry news. We did a little story where Ian, my co-host, and another good friend of ours, Nikki J, went down to Phoenix to drag race Scions. And that story is good because he qualifies. They fly him in there. First race, he red lights. So he's out. He basically got his jacket, his ticket, and a ride back home.
Excellent. All right. Let's see. Let's take real quickly before we talk to Chris. Let's talk to Brad, the car guy. Brad, hello, sir.
Hey, that had to be the most uncomfortable 10 minutes of radio I've ever heard.
Oh, opening the bags?
Yeah.
Brad, like you don't own this stuff.
This is almost as bad as our self-gratification conversation last night, but... The one comment, I don't know, Rick, if we pull the sounder out, at one point you said, here, let me reach into my sack.
No, it was the, let me reach into my sack, and then when Sarah's like, here, this is mine, you can smell it.
When Tim inadvertently said Janine Garofalo instead of Jenna Jameson.
Seriously.
I put a damper on anything I was doing.
I know, that was, suddenly there was a deflation of everyone's thought process there, yeah.
Oh, that's foul.
That yeah, no, it's, and so forth. All right, and thank you, sir. All right.
On Brad's note, he did supply me with a wonderful Subaru B9 Tribeca, which is like if you've had that Subaru Legacy for like 8 years.
I meant to ask you again about that car that parks itself, and then I didn't get it done.
Oh, the Lexus. Yeah, that thing is awesome.
No, there's so much we got
to
talk about.
I did get to drive the B9 Tribeca. Nice little car. If you have a Subaru Forester or a Legacy and you just need something bigger, and you are convinced by Subaru, which many who own the brand already are, this is the next step. I mean, it's a big, luxurious sport utility of a Subaru. It's not even a sport utility. It's like a gigantic Subaru. But excellent. It is a great vehicle to drive.
Excellent.
So that and the TV show. Actually, we're going to review that on the TV show, I think, in 2 or 3 weeks. So that should be coming up.
Well, let's see. Before we do anything else here,
A postman is the person in your neighborhood.
talk to a good friend, Mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
You know, it never fails. Whenever I'm in the dumps, whenever I'm having the worst day ever, you guys just find a way to top it and make the show perfect just for me.
The secret ingredient is dildos.
You know, and I put a bounty out on a picture of your top of your head yesterday. I'm putting the same picture out right now. I would love a picture of Tim, Rick, and Sarah standing side by side, all waving their
matching glass dildos,
matching glass phallic devices.
Yes. I have that photo. We can meet up after the show.
MySpace.
Yeah. That's all I would say is.
Now, those things are pricey, though. Those things are not...
they're well over
$100. Not that Taboo doesn't have reasonable prices for such items.
Not for that kind of quality.
And to go along with what Dennis was saying earlier, not that I would actually have any knowledge of this, but rather than a microwave glass, a bowl full of hot water.
Okay.
And a bowl full of hot water, submerging in the hot water, good to go.
Yeah, thanks. Like you've never had knowledge of that, obviously.
Thanks.
No. Hey, you know what? You have a listener, Rick, that makes those by hand, so.
No, I have actually, I was just telling him during the break, and I had a friend of mine, actually, when I lived in California, a guy who was a glass blower, and he made blah, 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 all the stuff, and he's like, no, the big money is in marital aids. That's where all the money is these days, because, I mean, it's, you know, yeah, it's totally true.
So did any of you guys get a Wenatchee banana in your bag?
No.
Sadly, a Wenatchee banana.
Oh, you know I got to ask.
What?
What in the hell is a Wenatchee banana?
It's magical, Dennis. It's whatever you want it to be.
It's like Santa Claus, a dream.
No, I don't know that you actually got
it's like Santa Claus, but, yeah.
I didn't hear anything about the terrible movie.
Wash your hair after work. What?
The movie that they don't want us to see.
What movie don't they want you to see?
No, the story.
Dude, I didn't get to so many things today. You ought to just see the crap that came up during the program I didn't get to.
The top two, you know, I
got to Timothy. I got to the top one. That's what I got to. I got to one song of the top five today, which is better because I haven't gotten to the top five at all recently. So getting to one, I mean, that's still, you know, that's I'll take any step forward.
Ten minutes with those bags. It was worth everything else on the show.
Yeah, well, I get to, you know, they are a proud sponsor of the Rick Emerson show. Also, Taboo Adult Video, along with Wild Turkey and Team Quest Mixed Martial Arts and Fitness, helping to sponsor Tom Likas coming to town. He'll be in the studio with us, I don't know, about 48 hours from now, actually. Day after tomorrow, Thursday, he'll be in with us in the 2 o'clock hour. And on Friday, he will be live from Barracuda, 3 to 7. By the way, I should note at this point, I don't think we have time to play. Maybe I'll play the whole thing tomorrow. But we want to announce the winner of our House of Midnight tickets, the final pair of House of Midnight tickets, as well as that Onion book, Destined for Destiny, goes to Jesse, the guy who ate an eighth of mushrooms and then thought he was bleeding internally and crawled into bed with his mother and whimpered like a small child.
When
he was 17 years old. So, Jesse, there you are, the winner of that final pair of House of Midnight tickets. Congratulations. Thank you to everybody who gave us the closest I ever came to dying was stories, including Sarah in Puerto Rico, my Hutch devotion, and so forth. All right, where are we at push-up wise? Like 20?
We're going to leave you at 47.
All right.
And stay there, not adding.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir. That's what I'm saying. When in doubt, just have a big box of porn that you go through.
Absolutely.
So, why does Tim get the 3D porn? That doesn't seem right.
I don't know. It was just in his bag. I didn't separate the prizes. I just brought in the bags. I do have to say that, you know, as mailmen go, between Chris, I had an email from someone who listens to me and said, you know, mailmen are the most loyal listeners of all time.
No, it's true.
That
mailmen
is your
delivery, and delivery drivers. They're sort of a special, they're a niche inside the delivery drivers. So.
Oh, by the way, you've been saying the channel numbers. DirecTV CW is 32.
Oh.
So.
Well,
no wonder our ratings suck.
What can you do?
I got the TiVo season pass for the Fuel Show.
No. I have a special bag for you.
Let's all make out. I'm sorry, I didn't even process that until I was already opening my mouth. Thank you, Chris.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, there you go. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Is it a speed bag? As well as the other guy, Bob Costantini, Dennis Pitzenbarger. We'll talk to you more tomorrow. We're going to be over. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, more 80s music. Tomorrow, we are back in the studios and moving 107.5 tomorrow. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the indefatigable Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. News director and man about town with a bag full of pornography and dildos.
With two smiling pumpkins on it.
Tim Riley. Scotty J is our PA. Oh, we forgot to get something for Mrs. J out of this bag. Well, we'll do it tomorrow.
I'll donate something to her.
And Dave Zim manages the Rick Emerson Office East. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Like us next. Be safe. See you all tomorrow. Bye.
voting booth. Real truth.